there was a lot of problems with funding and stuff like that there, and they eventually had a lot of debt and they had to close. Now, nobody would touch it because of the debt. Now, we've been trying, all bodies in the city have been trying for this last 4 years to try and get some result. I don't know the extent of the damage, but I'm thinking at this stage we still can save it, you know.
Are we at a point where it's going to be very difficult to get this reopened because there'll be a question mark over insurance? Who owns this facility and is it insured to be repaired after this incident at the weekend?
This is the thing, you know, I've been calling the housing executive and the DSD, along with Derry City Council, and now Derry City is the band council, to actually do something about this. There is ways and means you can waive this type of insurance or the debt and actually get the centre in operation again for travellers, you know.
Even if it does come back into operation, the question is, do the same debt problems begin to arise once again, the same difficulty with running costs and so on?
Well, I would think it wouldn't, because I'm sure that there'd be a professional staff would be put on to look after it, and that was the problem the last time as well. That, you know, while the staff was professional enough, the actual funding for the operation was few and far between, and they were cutting their funding, and that's what caused the problem.